That was never used, I mean, not common.
Did I say it right?
Yes. I never used it, so I didn't repeat it.
I see. But it's almost, it's a very bad thing to call.
That's right.
I see.
But white trash, they're worse than niggers. I don't know a thing about niggers.
did you ever have any Negroes around here?
Niggers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
We had a little nigger town once.
Is that right?
Over here. Mm-hmm. Had it, wasn't too far from here. It was back away from town. Town's always been where it is. And this little nigger town, back in the railroad days, and there was about, I don't know exactly, but I well remember all about it. There must have been 10 or 12 families. And they just lived over in a little huddle, little place. Two or three families in one house. There wasn't too many houses even then. And a nigger raped a white girl. And the railroad men, well, they got the blame, but the officers, a couple of the officers was with them. But anyhow, they hung him to an old oak tree out here in Bethesda. They just took him out and hung him. No trial. And they gave the niggers until sundown the next night to leave Mena. And they've never come back.
All of them.
And that's, that's 70 years ago.
Is that right?
Long time ago.
How about Indians? Did you ever have any Indians?
We've had some nice Indians, but not very many.
Do they live here?
Trying to have one or two Indian families living close. Of course, the Indians live over in Oklahoma nearly all now, but they trade here in Mena. Some of them are awful nice.
I see.
We don't have very many foreigners of anything, any kind. We're getting a few now, Mexicans and
is that right?
Like that.
Anything else that you can think of about your school that you could mention, either as a student or as a teacher?
Well, as a school, I'll say this for the school I went to. It was reading and writing and arithmetic to start with. And when you finished the eighth grade, you could do all and you could be a credit to yourself. They specialized in this St. Joseph Academy. They had real wonderful good teachers, and we had had enough sisters at that time. We had a music teacher, a commercial teacher, then a regular school teacher, you know, the different classroom teachers. And then we had one teacher that she just went from room to room and specialized in writing. And I can't write good now, but I'm going to tell you this because it was one of the high points of my graduation. And then after I got in welfare, I was picked from I don't know how many hundred employees in the whole state of Arkansas to come in and make the federal government book complete report in pen and ink, and with no erasures, of all categories by name of every person receiving any aid and everything. And that took me about 5 months over in Little Rock. And the school got a lot of credit. In fact, I turned my credits to the school because it was them. But you know, the kids of today, when they graduate, they can't hardly write.
That's right.
And they can read less.
Right. So you had a good, sound education.
Yes.
If
we had the same in high school, we had exactly the same studies and everything as they had in the public school in Arkansas. Same textbooks in most instances. So in graduating, it was equal.